Next item is subdivision 2005-30, Salvatore Congiano, Lewis Shores Estates as a preliminary.
This was an application for a 60-lot standard subdivision. The commission deferred action at the April 6th meeting, pending a septic feasibility statement from DENREC and comments from the Office of State Planning Coordination through the PLUS process. DENREC indicated that the site suitable for individual on-site septic systems, and I mailed each of you a copy of the PLUS comments. And that's all I have, unless you have any questions.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval to subdivision number 2005-30 based upon the record and for the following reasons. The subdivision is in compliance with Sussex County Comprehensive Land Use Plan and the Subdivision Code. In particular, the applicant has also addressed all the items set forth in Section 99-9C of the Subdivision Code. The average lot size is 0.84 acres, and the density is within the permitted density of an AR1 zoning. The subdivision promotes the orderly growth of Sussex County. The subdivision will be served by central water, and on-site septic will be provided. The subdivision will include amenities such as a gazebo, benches, a basketball, and multi-purpose courts, and a tot lot. The project will also contain 28% open space, with 29 acres of trees being preserved. The subdivision will be a restricted residential development that will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. This preliminary approval shall be subject to the following conditions. There shall be no more than 60 lots within the subdivision. The applicant shall prepare and record restricted covenants governing the development and form a homeowners association responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sediment control facilities, and other common areas. The stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. All entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements. There shall be no wetlands within any lot lines. Street naming shall be subject to the review and approval of Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. A final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. There is an existing graveyard within the project. Adequate parking must be provided, and the graveyard must be maintained by the Homeowners Association. This maintenance obligation shall be referenced in the restricted covenants to the project and set forth on the final site plan. There shall be parking provided for the open space and activity amenities of at least 8 parking spaces. As stated by the developer, 29 acres of trees shall be provided. These areas shall be set forth on the final site plans and referenced in the restricted covenants to designate the specific no-cut zone for trees. There shall be a 50-foot buffer from any wetlands as described by the applicant in the public hearing. Lots 43, 44, and 45 must have a vegetative buffer shown on the final site plan. There shall be a school bus stop included within the site with parking spaces for at least 6 vehicles. A system of street lighting throughout the project shall be shown on the final site plans. And sidewalks shall be included on at least one side of all streets. That is my motion.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2005-30, Salvatore Cangiano's Lewis Shores Estates as a preliminary with the stipulation stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.